Such a beautiful time of year, this Christmas time, and something that really stands out, I think, about this time of year is this stark contrast between darkness and light. This time of year is the darkest time of year. We just passed the winter solstice. It's the longest nights and the shortest days. It's 5 p.m. and already outside, it's dark outside. But in the midst of that, something beautiful about that is it's also the brightest time of year, because we put out so many lights. In the United States, we love our Christmas lights. I was reading a little report on this, an article on this, and it says that in the United States, they sell 150 million strands of lights each year. We love our lights. At Christmas time, we use more electricity on Christmas lights than El Salvador uses in the entire year for their whole country, to power their country. NASA reported that when they looked down on the United States during Christmas time, cities are 20 to 30% brighter in Christmas time than any other time of the year. And the suburbs are up to 50% brighter. We love our lights. And that's good. It's very good. And you can see that all around us, because it points to something brighter. It points to the true light. Jesus Christ, the true light. In the Gospel of John, this is what it says. It says, John the Baptist came to testify to the light. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. That's Jesus Christ. That's what we celebrate tonight, that Jesus Christ, the light of the world, God, the light, came into this world to bring that light to our lives. And when he does that, if we're open to that, if we're open to his light, that light has the power to do three things in our lives. It's a light that overcomes any darkness. It's a light that comes to guide us in our lives. And it's a light that is the source of abundant joy, amazing joy in our lives, if we're open to that. First of all, it says in the Gospel of John, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Those are fighting words. Those are words of victory. That God has come with his light into the darkness because we see darkness all around us. We hear it all around us. Darkness in the world. We see the darkness of wars that are going on. The war in Ukraine, the war in Gaza. So much darkness. And sometimes when we look at our lives too, there are moments of darkness. There are moments of sadness. There are struggles. There are tough situations that we go through every year, year after year. When we look back at our past, there are moments of darkness. We don't often like to look at those moments, but if we do, we see them. They're there. But the good news that we celebrate tonight is that God came to do something about it. He came into this world to bring his light into those places. He came to fight, to overcome that darkness that surrounds us. And the good news is that the light overcomes the darkness. We may not always see it right away. We may see a lot of darkness for a while. We may not even see it always in this life. But what we do see is this. If we're open to it, if we ask God to come into those places where there's darkness, into those situations, into those tough situations, he often does when we pray for that, when we welcome him in. As missionaries, we get to see this all the time, and it's amazing. It's one of the greatest joys of being a missionary. We get to see this up close and personal. God's light coming into places of darkness and conquering that darkness. Father Joseph, he's a priest out in Washington, D.C., who's part of the St. John Society as well. He wrote us a little chronicle because he took a group of college students into the South Bronx on a mission trip, a Christmas mission trip. He did it last week. And if there's a place of darkness, that is a place of darkness. I don't know if any of you have ever been there before, but the South Bronx, I went there several years ago with a group of students as well. But the darkness is almost palpable there. You feel it when you come out of the subway station. You come up and you see all around you. Sometimes it looks like in some places it's like a war zone. There's people lying out on the streets. You see drugs, alcohol, violence, promiscuity right there before your eyes. It's painful to see. It's a painful sight to see. But they did this mission trip because of that, to go out onto the streets, to be able to, yes, bring them some food, bring them some supplies, what they may need, but especially to bring the light of Christ into that place of darkness. That's what they did. And they spoke to people about this Christmas message. And Father Joseph, he wrote us that they came upon one man, he was in his mid-60s. He said that this man especially, you could see kind of this darkness in his face, in his eyes. The man was very closed off, and they talked to him about this Christmas message, about how Christ wants to come and how he can overcome that darkness. And this man said to him, he said, look, you don't know the things that I've done in my life. He says, I look back on my life, and there are some very dark moments. There are some dark things. And Father Joseph said to him, I understand, but Jesus Christ can conquer that darkness if you're open to it. Right now, if you want to, you can confess your sins. You can ask for forgiveness for those things. And Jesus Christ will come with his light so that you can leave all those things behind. And amazingly, the guy said yes. He went to confession right there in the streets of the South Bronx with Father Joseph. He left those things behind, and Father Joseph said that his face changed. He came out of that confession, and there was a new light this man's face. That's the light that overcomes any darkness, the light that only comes from God. And if he can overcome that darkness, there's no darkness that's too great for him. And we can ask ourselves tonight, what are maybe some places, what are some situations, what are some struggles, some difficulties where I need him to come with that light? And we can ask for that tonight. We can draw close to the light of the manger there and ask for his light to come into those places. That's the first thing he does with that light. The second thing that he comes to do with that light is to guide us. And that's so good too, because in this reading from Isaiah that we read, it says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. What a powerful image, the people who walked in darkness. Have you ever walked in darkness before? Pitch black, completely black? We do this walking pilgrimage every year with the priests right after Thanksgiving. And when everyone else is doing Black Friday, we do this pilgrimage to the grotto. From West Lynn to the grotto, it's between 15 and 16 miles. And there's this portion, we take this shortcut, we walk along these train tracks that go through there from Lake Oswego all the way right up until the edge of Portland. But there's this tunnel there that you come upon. Don't worry, the train does not operate anymore. But you walk through this tunnel, and it's a curved tunnel. So the light enters in into both sides, but there's a part in the middle where that light doesn't make it to. And we don't have cell phones, and we didn't have flashlights either. And it was completely black. And we were trying to walk through, one person holding on to the next person, trying to walk through and follow along with the train track with your foot as you're trying to make your way through. And it's tough to walk in darkness. But sometimes in our lives, we can feel like that too. That we're walking and we feel like we're trying to feel our way through. We don't know where to go. What's the right decision? What's my next step? What's my next move? What's going to be good for my family? Where do I need to go? There can be moments like that where we experience a little bit of darkness. And the good news of Christmas that we celebrate today is that God came to guide us with his light, and he wants to. Jesus would say later on in the Gospel of John, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. He doesn't just leave us to our own devices. He doesn't just say, okay, go figure it out. I gave you life. Now you do the rest. No. He came to be with us. He came to walk with us. He comes to guide us if we're open to that. And so that's another good question that we can ask ourselves tonight, in this Christmas night. Where do we need that light to guide us, to guide our footsteps with decisions, with areas where we need guidance, with what's coming up, with things that are coming up in 2024? Where do we want him to guide us? And he wants to walk with us every single day. We can draw near the manger to receive that light that guides us. And the third thing that Jesus comes to do with that light is to fill us with joy. In that same reading from Isaiah, it says, upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy, and great rejoicing. This is a time of joy. Christmas time is a time of joy. Think about when we exchange gifts. There's a lot of joy in that moment. You see the kids, especially little kids. It's amazing. It's beautiful to see their faces light up with joy in the moment when they receive those gifts. Because joy comes precisely from that. Joy comes from receiving what we were desiring, the possession of what we were longing for. That's where joy comes from. But what we also experience in our lives is that so many times joy can be fleeting. The things of this world, they may sometimes give us intense joys, but they're fleeting joys. And the good news of Christmas is that God comes to give us a joy that never passes away. That even in moments of difficulty, of struggle, if we have God with us, if we experience that He's with us, walking with us in those moments, there can be an undercurrent of joy in the midst of even sadness. I was flying back from Charlotte, North Carolina on Friday. I was in the airport at the gate waiting for the flight here to Portland. And a woman came up to me, and I could tell right away that she had tears in her eyes. So I stood up to see what she wanted, and she said, "Are you a pastor or minister?" Right? They're used to more pastors and ministers around there in the Carolinas. And I said, "Well, I'm a Catholic priest." And she said, "Okay, well, I was hoping it was something like that," because she said, can you pray with me?" And I said, "Of course." And she said, "I came here to visit my friend. She has stage 4 breast cancer. It's metastasized." She said, I was hoping to be here when she would pass away to accompany her in those final moments. But she said, "I have to go back home and I leave her and I feel really bad about that because I can't be with her right now in this tough situation." And so we prayed together. And we prayed especially with this, that even though she was leaving, God was with her. God was going to be with her friend Danielle. And when we finished the prayer, I opened my eyes. We prayed right there in the gate. And when I opened my eyes, I saw, and it looked like those tears had turned from tears of sadness to tears of joy. And she was smiling. I said, "Well, why are you smiling?" And she said, "Because I experience that it's going to be okay. Because God's with her." She said, "My friend didn't believe in God, but through this, she's come back to God." And she said, "My friend Danielle shared with me right before I came to the airport the same thing that we just prayed, that it's going to be okay, because she experiences Jesus with her right now in the midst of this cancer in a way that she's never experienced before in her life. That God's with her, He's walking with her, He's strengthening her." And she said that she had received many signs of His presence in the midst of that cancer. She said, "That's why I'm smiling." That's a joy that only God can give us. Joy that even in the midst of difficulties, we can experience an undercurrent of joy because God's with us. And He's not going anywhere. He's here to stay. He came, and He came to stay, and He made a promise. "I will be with you always until the end of the age." All we have to do is welcome Him in. There's one striking thing always about the Christmas story. It says that Mary wrapped Jesus in swaddling clothes and laid Him in a manger. Isn't that a strange detail? When you see newborn babies, they're always in the arms of their parents. They're holding them tight. But in that cold night, she laid Him in the manger. Why did she do that? Because she was offering Him to us. She was saying, "Here He is. Here's the light of the world, the light that you need. He's right here. If you want to receive Him, come and receive Him. Come draw near the manger." So tonight, that's the invitation. Be able to do that. Draw near the manger. Receive Jesus. Jesus, the light of the world. That light that can overcome any darkness. That light that comes to guide us in our lives. And that light that brings us abundant joy. A lasting joy. Because He is God with us. Emmanuel.